בן יהוידה, גימל עמוד א', שלושה משמרות הווי לילה. על כל משמר ומשמר יש להקשות. למה העריך לומר על כל משמר ומשמר? Why is the Gemara here saying על כל משמר ומשמר? Right, why is it doubling the word mishma? It says al kol mishma, should you say. Va'od lama dima ha vehisiga hazot ha siiga hazot ha shiiga lo siiga ha shiiga hazot. Why it compared the shiiga of the lion, the shiiga, this like cry, to the shagat aria? Why is the shiiga that occurs in every mishma, it's considered the shiiga of an ariyeh? Okay, so two questions he's asking. Why it says, akol mishma o mishma? And why it says that every time there's a new change of the mishma, there's a shiiga, there's a cry. Oh. And this cry is associated with a lion. V'nir Eli, says the Ben Ish Chai, B'sarat D'Shmai, L'Farish, to explain. T'chilet Mama Gemara B'chulin Daf Nun Tet. The beginning of the Gemara in Chulin Daf Nun Tet. Amalei Kesa, says the Kesa, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. The Caesar told Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. Elokeichem Ka'are Mat'il. God is compared to a lion. Dichtiv, because it says in Amos, Arye Sha'ag, the lion screams. Mai Revute Parshakatil Arye. Rashi says there, Parsha means that Adam Gibor, a person, a strong person, katir ari, can kill a lion. Amalei lav kahai ari matil. Kodesh Baruch is not considered like a regular lion. Elak ariye de bei ila matil. Rashi says, beit ilai. What does it mean? Shem ya'a. It's a special place. Can a place where the lions are very, very strong. Amalei, he told him, Biina the machzit li nihale. I want you to show me the place, this place where this lion is. This strong lion, who an Adam Gibor can't kill. A strong person can't kill this lion. Amalei lav machzit chazit le. You can't see it. It's not a place where I can take you that you can see it. Ivra chazina le. He said, Emet, show it to me. Like he made a shvua. Please show it to me. Boy rachme, it ka it aka miduchte. He was uprooted from his place. Ki havi machik abba mea parsi. When he was passed through 400 parsaot. Niam chad kala. He heard a certain voice. Afilu kol ma'avata v'shura deromi. Right? All the, like the lion cried at one call, one voice, like one scream. Afilu kol ma'avata v'shura deromi nafal. All the rows and like the buildings of Rome fell, like one row of Rome fell. It marchak tlata parsa. He went back 300 parsa. Niham kala achrina. He heard another cry from the lion. Natu kichi vishini de gavri. Was removed the shinaim, the teeth of a person. Afhu nafa mikrusaya laara. Even he fell from his stomach on the ground. Amalei b'matuta minach like, please, boy rachmi alei, dilehade leduchte, that I can be returned to my place. Boy rachmi alei, he asked for rachmi more for him, vahade le atrei, he was returned to his place. Right? Amalei kesel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, the kesel said back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Biina ditchazi lelokeichu. I wanted to see your God. Amalei lo matzit chazitle. He says you can't see him. Amalei ivra chazinale. Emet. I saw him. Azu ukme lehadi yom betkufat Tammuz. He put him in the day of Tammuz. Amalei istakel bei. Look at him. I look at the sun. Tammuz is a very, very hot time. Look at the sun. Amalei lo matzina. I can't. How can I look at the sun? Amalei yom dechad mishamshe dekaima kamei kutche berichu. Who? He says that this. One day of semesh, sun, dekaimi kamei kutche berichu, amat lo matzina listakuli. One day of sun, right? And you say you can't see it? Shechina lo koshekein? To see the Shechina, it's not a koshekein that you can't see it? Amalei kesel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chaninya, says kesel to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chaninya, binine de itzbi'it le nahama le lokeichu. I want you to offer or to give, right? Bread to your God. I want to fix a suda, make a suda for your God. Amalei lo matzit, you're not able to. Amai nafishi chilvate. Why can't I? Nafishi chilvate. Actually, the Ben Ish Chai doesn't go to explain all of this. He stops at the point beforehand. So now the Ben Ish Chai says, at the point about the Arye, that he went back to his place, Kesa went back to his place. Hine bevadai hashi'igot haniskarot, the crying here of the lion, or the scream of the lion, right? Vahamapala shahaita mikocham, and the destruction that came from the koach of these screamings, hakol haita vashgacha min hashamayim. This was the hashgacha, i.e. God's influence from the heavens. Lachrid ha-kesa, to make fear the kesa, the Caesar. Lirmoz lo bazeh remizot, to hint on him, to him, hints. V'tzarech la'avin, ma inyen ha-remez ha-nirmaz bazeh. What's the hinting that's hinted here? V'nirali b'sirat ha-dishmaya, she-ramzu bazeh, it was hinted in this, she-lo yeshi'iga ela al-shnei batim. There's only a crying on two houses, i.e. two batimikdash, two Beit HaMikdash. Rishon v'sheni, there was two shigot. The first one destroyed the houses, or the rows of the houses. And the second one fell his gums and his teeth. Aval al bayit shlishi, lo yeshiga. On the third house, there's no screaming of the lion. Chas v'shalom. Ki hu kayam la'olam ve'eno charev. Because it's always going to be, and it's not going to be destroyed. L'chein ha'ariyeh sha'ak shnei shi'igot. He cried two cries. Or screamed two screams. Ve'echa acha ha'shi'iga shniya, she'init, after the second shi'iga, Nafal ha-kesa, the kesa fell on his stomach, right? Shehu melech Edom. This represents the kingdom of Edom. The kesa is Rome. Rome is Edom, right? Lirmoz al mapalat Edom. To speak about the falling of Edom. Sh'az achakach, after the falling of Edom, Yivnei Beit Shlishi, will be built the third Beit HaMikdash, V'Hashem Yimloch L'Olam V'Ed, Hashem will king forever. Hine Mishma the Mishma remez le Beit HaMikdash, is a hint to the Beit HaMikdash. Shu Mishmeret LeYisrael, it's that which guards the Jewish people. It keeps them, it guards them. Right? Va'olam hazeh, and this world, shu shisha alfei alfim shana, nikra laila. This world, which is 6,000 years, is called laila. So in other words, the laila, which has these three mishmarot, represent the three Bate Mikdash. Va'olam haba, and the world to come, nikra yom, is called day. Ubayit shleshi, and the third bayit, ibaneh, kodim, will be built before Shushlumu Shne Alfe Shana, will be built before the last 2,000 years, right? Sha'afilu, i.e. the light night, which is broken up into three Mishmarot. So the first 2,000 years is the first Mishra, the second 2,000 is the middle Mishma. So that represents Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni. And the third Mishma is the period in which is the final Galut. And then after that is going to be built the third Mishma, which is not going to be destroyed. Shafiru im Yishe'er Shanim Mu'atim Mina Elef HaShishi. Even if it remains a few years from the Elef HaShishi, the third, the final 1,006th year, Ya'arich HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will increase the days, L'kayim, to establish Samcheinu Kimot Anitanu Kenoda, that He will give us joy, right, like the days that were with Him, that we answered, He answered us. Kenoda. V'zesh Amma Shlosha Mishmarot Havei Laila, three Mishmarot is at night. Remez the Shlosha Mikdashim, represents the three Beit HaMikdashim, Asher Nivnim Bo'olam Hazeh HaNikra Laila, which is built in this world, which is called night. V'al Kol Mishma U'Mishma, each Mishma, that's why it says Mishma U'Mishma, two Mishmarot, Dainu Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni Bilvad, only two Mishmarot, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoek Kari, only in those two Mishmarot does he cry or scream like an Ari, like a lion. Remez al bat kol, this is a hint to the bat kol, she yotze milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that comes out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sho'eget al chorbanam, and cries on the destruction of the Bayis Rishon and the Sheni. V'lechen af hakatuv, when even the pasuk that we bring here, says sha'ag yish'ag, he will scream, scream, he will scream. Shteshi God, it represents two screamings, two crying, al nevehu, on his beauty, the beauty that which is the Beis HaMikdash, shezeh Beit HaMikdash. So that's what's being hinted here. Yeah? Continues the Ben Ishchayin, he says, Va'ama od, the Gemara says od, siman adava, there's a sign for each Mishmara. Below, Mishmara Rishona, the first Mishmara, which is against Hu Bayit Rishon, which is connected to the first Beit HaMikdash, says, Chamo Noe, the donkey like cries. Hakitrug Haya, there's a kitrug here, there's something bad which is happening here. Bishvil Bitl Torah, the first Beit HaMikdash was connected to Bitl Torah. Shelo Asku Ba, because they didn't win Osek in Torah, k'chamo lemasoi, like a donkey with a load, because the donkey with a load is Yisachar, he takes the load on him, the load of Torah. Mishmara Shnia, the second Mishmara, which is connected to Bayit Sheni, is klavim tzoakim, dogs scream. Mekatregim, and then mekatreg, why dog? Ba'avu avon loshon hara, because of the sin of loshon hara, shemagbirim bo klipat klavim, it increases the ra of dogs. What's that? When a person speaks loshon hara, it brings this concept of the klavim into the world. What's the concept? It's like Amalek, מלנתק אותנו מהקדוש ברוך הוא. Just as you will מנתק a man from his fellow man, so כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא, the aver is מנתק you from your creator. לכן, המספר לשון הרע, it says, what it says the Gemara, רוי להשליחו לכלבים, it's fitting to throw him to the dogs. Because מידה כנגד מידה. He brings klipat of the dogs. This is a klipat, Amalek is the dog. And therefore he's thrown to dogs. He causes a siluk in the world. He causes a pirud in the world. That's what Amalek does. Anyway. Mishmara shlishit, the third mishmara. Hu bayit shlishi, shi baneh b'mirah b'yameinu amen. Ve'en bo shum chorban v'kitrug. There's no destruction, there's no kitrug. Ela oto zman tinok, a child. Eilu Yisrael, with the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dichtiv, Vahu, Ki Na'a Yisrael, the Jewish people is a Na'a, is a young boy, Va'ohavehu, and I love him, Yonek Mishdei Imo, he is drinking from his mother's milk, Kloma, Mekablim Bo, Shefa Mina Shechina, the Shechina is called the mother, he's receiving the Shefa, the influence of the Shechina, Bilti emtzai, without any emtzai, without any malach, directly from the Shechina, like a tinok that's yonek mishdei imo, like a tinok that's drinking his mother's milk, right? That's the Torah. Al derech, that's why Yon Shavuot, the mother's milk is the Torah. That's the Shefa. Al derech, right? Like the Rambam says, the Mashiach comes, ledat et Hashem, we'll all be panui to serve Hashem. Al derech kavanat retzeva achalitzenu, like we say when we say retzeva achalitzenu, in just before Modim, the bracha, shomrim b'shabbat. Ah, sorry, retzeva achalitzenu is shomrim b'shabbat. Yeah, that we say we want to come to the Beit Hamikdash, retzeva achalitzenu, right? Like save us, to bring us, choletzotan, remove us from Agalut, and bring us close to the Beit HaMikdash. Va'od she'la shinia, Isha, why it says Isha? Right? Yisrael, the Isha, who's the Isha to Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol? That's Yisrael, the Jewish people. Misaperet im bala, speak to her husband. What do you mean speak to her husband? Who's the husband of the Isha? Who's the husband of the Jewish people? Kodesh Baruch Hu, like we see in Shir Shirim. Shelomdim Torah Baruach HaKodesh. We now reach the level of Ruach HaKodesh in Bayit Shlishi. Lo al yedei Rav. Kamo shekatuv. Like it says in the Pasuk. Ko banayich limude Hashem. All your children learn the ways of Hashem. V'ktiv, kulam yedu oti. Everyone will know me in the Bayit Sheni. There'll be such a gilui of Asherat Shechina. There's such an influence of Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring in the world. We'll all know him. Uktiv, v'navou b'neichem, b'noteichem. And your children, and your male children and your female children. Yit nav'u k'nevim, they'll become nevim. They give prophecy like nevim. Shukulam ruach Hashem dibebam. We'll be on the level that ruach Hashem dibebam. That will be the level of isha mesaperet im bala. So there's two things. There's tinok yonek mishtei imo, is the shefa of the Torah that a person will have, like a mother giving his mother's milk. Like we say in Shavuot, milk represents the mother's milk, represents Torah. And the other thing is Isha Misaperet Im Baala. That's a higher darga. That's a darga when Kiviyochel, Isha Misaperet Im Baala, she's the darga of her husband. She can reach, she can fully understand and connect with her husband. That's when Yisrael, they'll be B'nai Nevi'im. They'll be on such a level of Ruach HaKodesh that they'll be able to accept this tremendous influence of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ledat Et Hashem, in a full way. And that's what Ben Ish Chai says, is nirmaz here. In the first, with the Gemara that the Ben Ish Chai brought, in Chulin, the first Shaga was the walls of Rome was destroyed. Right? The Gemara says, Talmidei Chachamim, Achoma. They are Achoma. The Torah that we learn is Achoma. The Kitrug is when the walls fall. When the walls fall, that means a Torah falls. That was the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, Bittul Torah. The second, right, that was the remez. The second was his chanichaim, his gums and his teeth fell out. That's because of the Lashon Hara. That our mouths, we lost our chanichaim, we lost our teeth, we lost our whole ability to speak Divrei Torah because of the avon of Lashon Hara. That's why it was Nirmaz. No, that was the second Beis HaMikdash. The second time he was crying was because of Lashon Hara. That was Nirmaz in his Chanichaim and his teeth falling out. That's connected Lashon Hara.